Just so you know and understand what we're looking at, this is a destination inclusive playground. It's a cooperative project between the City of College Station as well as several local and area service organizations. We have several Rotary Clubs, Lions Clubs, the Kiwanis Club, as well as help a few years back with Texas A&M Landscape Architecture students. We have several interested citizens that are putting their time and efforts into this project also. Just a quick budget summary. Our estimated total project budget is $3.5 to $4 million. So this is not just a play unit. This is a destination playground. The project steering committee for this particular playground is made up of representatives from those service organizations, Parks and Recreation staff, citizens, and other individuals that have an interest in this particular playground. We're looking at, because of the cost of the playground, looking at building it in phases. Again, this depends upon how well we can get donations for the playground. What we're looking at tonight is a contract that will cover all of the infrastructure for the entire playground, but then focus on above ground just to phase one, and you'll see a map a little later on here in the presentation. The projected timeline moving forward, we're looking at approval of the contract this evening, and they'll get started on that now, hopefully finishing that in late summer, early fall, so we can go out to bid on that construction. And then once we get that construction contract approved, then we're likely to start actual construction on the playground in the winter and spring of 2017. Again, this is all depending upon our fundraising efforts. Just to give you an idea of where the playground is being located, this is Central Park, and the location of the playground is this 4 acres in this section of the park. Okay. Here, obviously, the softball field's here, and our office is right here. So, give you bearings. And this is the master plan of the project, and you can see we have it broken down, this particular map broken down into the phases. Phase one, you have our base bid, which is the core area that we need to get going. And I might point out that the centerpiece there that looks like a football field is designed for that reason. It's actually a one-third scale field. Artificial turf, we'll be able to do lots of things there. The building itself, while mimicking what you might see at Kyle Field, the same kind of brickwork and arches and that type of thing, is actually where the restrooms are located. So we're not just doing things that are appealing and aesthetically good-looking, but are very functional also. So this is the core area, and you'll see several hatched areas there. These are areas that, depending upon how much money is raised, as well as what the bids come in at, could be at alternate areas. Future phases then would build off of that infrastructure, and so you've got areas 11, which is a splash pad, and then in 15, you've got a fishing pier. On the other side, you've got additional parking and access for fire and emergency, as well as more play areas. And those can all be plugged in, again, depending on fundraising efforts. And with that, I'm going to turn the podium over to those individuals that are actually out there raising the funds to give you an update on where they're at, what they've been doing, and the future in their eyes for the project. We have Werner Rose with the College Station Rotary Club and David Gerling with the College Station New Lions Club.
Thank you, David. Council members, it's a pleasure to be here, especially since it's now about 3.5 years since the idea for such a playground for our citizens of our, not only our towns but our region came to light. And we've been working hard since that particular time. It's almost 2 years now since we were before you and talked about this project, and we're encouraged to receive your unanimous vote to proceed with developing the idea for such a playground. So it gives a special pleasure to be here today in response to your faith in what we might be able to do. Just to bring you up a little date in the interim, immediately after our meeting with you the last time in April, that summer, there was a graduate student from the university in landscape architecture who worked for 2 months to bring together ideas that were presented by the students from the College of Architecture class that did some work for the three sites in College Station and presented their class drawings. And that merged then into a central conceptual plan that he brought together with, of course, his own insight as well in merging those particular ideas. From there, we move forward then to moving on to advertising for contracts and bids to do a conceptual model, perhaps for the playground. This was for a professional architect to work, and that was done in January, and in February the contract with the city manager's approval was given to Luna Architect and Associates, of video of which you just saw. Now, Luna came forward with a wonderful design, which we received then later in the summer. And I might add, concurrently, beginning at the same time, this is January of last year, we began our fundraising efforts. And I'll get to that for just a moment. But we set up a tax-deductible account for contributions through a DBA, so it's called Fund for All Playground. The DBA is through the charities account of the Rotary Club of College Station. And we have our treasurer here that can talk to you about that in just a minute. So all the service clubs, 11 service clubs in town, have been involved. There's several other organizations, such as the Realtors organizations, the Garden Club, and others that have expressed particular interest as well in this particular project. And we continue to move along and advertise and inform our public here in College Station in Bryan and even wider to Wellbird and other areas as well. We've had over 24 presentations that we've made to not only our only club, but many others. And we have a steering committee that's made up of 24 members with wide representation from the community and from our clubs, and three task forces that are working diligently. Probably one of the highlights of the interim was last August, August 11th to be exact, when we did a ceremonial groundbreaking on the site itself. This was found to be necessary, even though it was ceremonial, to assist us with attracting donors and conveying the message that we are very quite serious about doing this project. So I don't have a tally of man hours that have been spent on this project to date. However, I just would like to assure you they're considerable, and there are a lot of people that are working diligently to try to bring this playground about. I guess with that ado, I'll turn it over to my colleague, co-chair of the project, David Gurley, who will bring you up to date on some of the fundraising efforts.
Thank you, Warner. Howdy, I'm David Gurley. I'm the other co-chair of this illustrious group that we meet with for this playground. I'm also a member of the College Station Noon Lions Club. Today's an exciting time for all of us. You just heard about the construction plans for a all-inclusive park for all people with all abilities. This is exciting for all of us. It's my pleasure to bring you up to date on our fundraising efforts. Over the last 14 months, we have been diligently out there raising money. Different clubs, this committee, we have a grants task force which has been applying for grants from different sources. We also have another subcommittee who is working specifically on the athletic field, which is in the middle of the picture that's now showing number five there. And We also have some individuals in the community who have stepped forward and given a substantial amount of or significant amount of money towards this because they know it's important to have something like this in our community for all of our citizens. The subcommittee who's working on the athletic field, they are, since that is a key portion of the park, and it is a highlight or a centerpiece, if you will, we have this community working to raise the funds and also to secure the nomination for actually it's a couple in this community, but John David and Carolyn Crow. And so we will be bringing that into the picture later on as that gets raised and donated and dedicated. In our fundraising efforts, we have several categories. We have the $100,000 and above category. We have four individuals or clubs that fit into that category. We have one individual or club, which is in the $50,000 or more category. We have one in the $25,000 category, eight in the $10,000 category, five in the $5,000 category, 41 in the $1,000 or greater category. And then we have 22 individuals or groups that fall into the one to up to $1,000 category. And I'll let our treasurer get into more of those details if y'all care to. One thing that I do want to point out is that we have a youth group here in town in the College Station School District, which is the Little Cooks Cafe. And they found it important enough to support this project that every year when they do their Little Cooks Cafe, they take up tip money. And the tip money isn't for them. They always collect it, and then they give it to. They vote on a project, and they give this money to that project. One year they gave it to the fertilizer disaster up in Central Texas, and they've given it to different things. Well, last year it was their decision as a group of youth to give their money to the Fund for All Playground. So they gave us $1,500 that they had raised through tip money towards this project, so it was important enough to them. So my point in this story is no amount is too small. Anyone can be part of this project. We have some more fundraisers planned for the remainder of the year. We are not through fundraising. We are trying a new strategy of trying some small intimate groups, gathering these people, presenting to them, and raising the funds that way. We have tried all different sorts of ways, and we've been successful to a large extent. So with that, and then also, if anyone listening at home on TV would like to donate, you can go to our website, which is funforallplaygroundbcs.com, and you can donate right there on the website. Or if you don't feel comfortable with that, you can email me, and that email is funforallplaygroundbcs@gmail.com. And I answer those emails. And I will get that the form to you, and we will definitely accept your tax-deductible donation. With that, I would like to introduce our treasurer of this group, Craig Griffin.
Mayor, City Council, good evening. I'll just give you a short rundown on how much money we have so far. We have a total of cash and pledges of over $1 million, $1,180,000, of which $465,000 is actual cash in the bank. So I think that's extraordinary considering nothing can be seen yet. I think as soon as we break ground and start building things, the donations will come in. There's been some notable gifts. Some members of the City Council have given generously, and we appreciate it. Any questions?
Mr. Nichols.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
question and clarification might be for Mr. Schmitz as well. As I recall, the city is putting parkland dedication funds into this as well. Am I correct?
That's correct. $500,000.
And the contract that we're talking about tonight on our consent agenda is between the city and and the Luna Architects, right?
Correct.
At what point do we draw on the funds that are in the DBA account, which is not in the city's accounts? And I'm just wondering which parts of these things will be funded by the cities and which part by the developed money. I assume we have some agreement between the city and the sponsors.
The intent, and as stated in all the thank you letters that I've sent out, is the actual construction of the park will come out of donated funds from into our coffers.
Okay, so
not the city's funds.
So, Mr. Schmitz, this $207,396 is being committed out of the city's funds.
City's
correct?
Funds.
Okay, so that's clear. And then at some point when we actually accept a bid to build, there is some written agreement between the city and the DBA as to how we draw on their funds or how their funds get transferred. Because I assume that'll still be managed by the city. And the city will be signing the construction contract.
I believe that's the case, yes.
Is that correct? Okay. I just wanted to clarify how the money gets moved and when. Thank you. It's a great project. I'm excited about it and big supporter.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mayor?
Yes, Ms. Brook?
Yes, I'd like to just say a thank you to those who are here tonight and all of those who have contributed to this park. It's a wonderful statement for our community to be attempting to do and to be actually doing, because we're seeing it come together now. I'm very happy on here to see that you're saving a lot of existing trees and working in a very natural part of the park there with it. I would just ask, I noticed that there's a new parking lot, and I'm happy to see that. The new one that's across the street.
Yes, ma'am.
And but the one that's closest to it is a fairly small one. Is there a place there included for buses? I mean, I don't know who knows the answer to that.
Yeah.
But if they bring people from school, and since so many of these may be with some degree of a handicap to work with, getting them from the bus to the closer it can be there, the better.
The design doesn't show it very well, but in the front, close to number one, which is the main entry, there will be a pull-out area where buses can pull in and drop kids off and then go park in the existing parking.
Okay, so that's a pull-out, that number one.
Or pull-in. Whichever direction.
So there is because I was looking in the parking lot, and it didn't seem to have a place for buses to circle in and out.
So they'd basically pull in, unload the kids, or load the kids, and then
because that's going to be a special concern.
Yes, ma'am.
To have it as close as it can be to the activity itself. I think it looks very nice, and again, I just want to say thank you to everyone who's worked on it and the service groups who have put in so much time and effort.
Mayor, I just want to say a quick thank you to the groups that are here as well. And this is a really cool project. I hope that we have more win-win situations like this where we can have the community involved with the city to where we do something of this nature. I'm very excited about this project.
Mr. Aldridge?
Thanks. Thanks, everybody, for all your work on this. It's been a pleasure. Lisa and I had the opportunity to go over when we were in San Antonio and visit Morgan's Wonderland. Although at the time we were there, it was not open, we got a tour of all the facilities and looked and had some great visits with people, heard stories about how impactful this is on the lives of people in the community, and they come in from all over the place in San Antonio. So I can only begin to visualize what we're creating and the type of impact and memories and opportunities that we're going to create for people in our community and also in the surrounding area, because this is a destination. So I don't have words to adequately express the thanks that I have for this type of partnership and the community being involved, Mr. Schmitz, Mr. Rose, Mr. Gerling. Thank you so much. Those members also here from the other Rotary clubs, thank you. This is how a community works together to create something that's very special and very unique, that without your initiative and drive, this would not take place. So it's very gratifying. When we were over there, we were looking at it, and that they actually had an entrance, and it was kind of controlled. It was a closed area. But as I understand the concept design that we're going with here, is it's going to be pretty much open at any time?
Well, the park will be open. We're not going to lock the gates. But right. the perimeter of the facility will be fenced.
Okay.
We have to do that. It's problematic not to, because there are individuals that will be at that facility that may get excited and run off, and control is definitely an issue. In looking at some of the other playgrounds around the state, Round Rock comes to mind. When we went there, they actually have a two-gate system at the main entry, and that's so that you don't have the kids get away from you. I mean, If you've got one supervisor and a busload of kids, it's hard enough keeping them all corralled and having to supervise them. So that type of structure. So again, you can't quite see it on this map. If you blew it up, you could see the fencing that goes around.
But, okay. And then ongoing during the hours of the park itself being open for events and things like that, what type of staffing arrangements do we have, and do we have an idea of what that's going to be?
Right now, the way it'll be set up is to operate on its own, so people can come and go when it's open. If we have events going on there or special functions, we'll definitely bring in staff to do that, as well as volunteers. We have several organizations and individuals that have already put their name in to please call us. We'll volunteer, help out however they can. So that's been very, very refreshing. So people will be able to come and go as they would like, but there will be a lot of events there. You know, we can foresee opening ceremonies for things like Special Olympics, and having award ceremonies there, possibly having some social functions there specifically designed for groups that would like to go to this facility. So, again, we would definitely be there with supervision at that time.
Thanks.
Again, my thanks to all that have been part of this. Mr. Rose came to me about 4 years ago, and he said the College Station Rotary wants to do a big project, and that they were thinking about doing this playground for all-inclusive. And I was grinning from ear to ear, and I still am. It's really exciting to see this come to fruition. So thank you all for your hard work.